the podcast with everything paranormal. This is the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jen and I.
Jen and me.
Jen and me, Joe.
What's up, Joey?
Oh, we are here in the studio again.
We are. It's cold outside, but it's warm in here.
Yeah, it is. I got my little extra heater running. It's, what is it, 3 degrees outside?
Something like that.
I remember last week we talked about the iguanas falling out of the trees.
Oh, my God.
So I was still laughing about that.
That is hilarious. Doing that and squirrels. Those are like the squirrels of the South, Joe.
They are.
I didn't think about that. You know, it's really paranormal.
A lot of things.
Yeah. Frickin' Valentine's Day stuff has been out since before Christmas.
Oh, I know. I know.
I'm very upset about that.
I saw Easter stuff.
Shut up.
Yes.
It's only January as we're taping this. What the heck?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was. Where did I see it at? I forget where. Like Dollar.
Ollie's?
No, not Ollie's. I think the Dollar Store's on. I don't know.
Weird.
Why are they pushing the seasons so far?
Know.
I mean, I'd love to push the seasons out to a warmer session.
Yeah,
but,
really.
You know.
But don't make time go too fast.
No, time flies by as it is.
I don't want to get any older than I am. Speaking of older, my birthday's next month.
Dun, dun, dun.
Guess what day my birthday is?
Let me think. It's February 22nd.
It is. 22.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder why we called the show that.
Funny, huh? I'm hilarious. I should have my own show.
Hilarious.
We have a very interesting show today. We've been waiting for
We've been talking
moment.
About this show for how many months now?
A moment like this. Some people wait. Okay, sorry. I got on my tangent. I need singing lessons. Don't ever want to sing again. Okay.
You know what's very paranormal?
What?
Is the sounds that I just heard.
Yeah, it sounded like two cats fighting. But
that's really paranormal.
Meow, burr.
Let me break out my Elvis.
Oh, God.
Impersonations.
We are like all over the board today. So much fun.
That's part of the show today, our call-in show.
Yes.
We're so thankful for the three people that called in.
It's a hodgepodge of paranormal questions.
Yeah.
But we love it.
Yeah,
love
this
it,
is fun.
Want it,
this
need
is,
more.
Yeah. So we have a phone number for you to call and tell us your story or ask a question on the air. Recorded. On the air.
Yeah, if you have a really good paranormal question.
And do you know what time it is right now?
222.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I just looked up at the thing to set up these. Okay. Oh,
all
sorry.
Right, so rabbit holes.
Yeah.
All morning long. Okay, so 740-720-0225.
Is the 222 Paranormal Podcast hotline.
It's our hotline.
Hotline in the hot tub.
Too hot in the hot tub. Yeah, give us a call, and if you got a paranormal question, we will answer it on the show.
Which we are doing today.
And... Or
on future shows.
Yeah, if you've had a ghostly experience, let us know. I'd love to hear
about
it.
Or if you
want to
get on our show, if you want to sit down in our studio.
Call in. So, Joe, we're getting very close to 1,000 likes on Facebook, too. And don't forget, we're going to do a raffle as soon as we get to 1,000 likes.
We should just do the raffle.
I know.
It's been a while.
But we're close.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... You know, I love it because we've had some really fun questions come in, these thought-provoking questions.
Yeah.
So
we're going to play three of them today.
Yeah.
And I know we've got more questions, and they didn't want to be on the air, so I called them mm-hmm. back, and we talked. It was awesome. I got to talk to a few people, but the ones that we want to cover on the air mm-hmm. are these three call-ins. So let's play the first one here.
Okay.
I'll mention after I play the call what my opinion is.
Okay.
Okay. So here it is.
Hi, Joe and Jen. I love your show. Man, I try to catch every episode. But here's my question. Do you have to ghost hunt in the dark? Like, are ghosts afraid of the light? And why can't you ghost hunt during the day? Why is it always late at night? I'm just curious because, to me, if you're a ghost, wouldn't you be hanging out all the time? Anyway, I love your show. And I hope you can answer my question. My name's Sabrina, by the way. Bye.
So that was our first call-in. And that voice sounds very familiar to me. I don't know a Sabrina, but that sounds like someone else saying a wrong name at the end.
It's a nomenclature.
And I think if you listen back to some of our shows,
if you figure one it called out.
Ghostly Encounters.
We'll give you a sticker.
Yeah, I think that was the same person calling in.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Talk about why you ghost hunt in the dark.
But we've ghost hunted during the day also, but
majority, had crazy activity.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm. Majority of the time, though, we ghost hunt at night in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted the question out to different teams, mm-hmm. and we had a couple of responses.
Yeah. You want me to read one of them here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we did get a response from Jason, and he is with Lake Erie Paranormal, which is a local group here in Toledo.
He is awesome.
Yeah, great guy. He is former police officer, I believe. Or is maybe he? He's still in force. I can't remember. Mm. But he's in law enforcement. So his response, and I'll just read you his response. This is
okay.
verbatim. Okay. He says, I think there's quite a few reasons why we investigate in the dark. One reason is the equipment. If you want to use the night vision on your camera, it won't work during the day, obviously. Mm-hmm. If you're using laser grids and that kind of stuff, it's harder to see during the day. He said it's more of the fact of being in the dark scary aspect, too. He's investigated numerous times during the day and on some pretty good EVPs. He says, I think you can credit the show for influencing the fact that we investigate in the dark. There's a ton of different questions that could spin off of that topic. Why usually when you see an apparition or somebody claims to see an apparition, it's always from colonial days or older. It says you hardly ever hear of somebody seeing an apparition that resembles somebody that, you know, looks like from today's times.
Which we've talked about before is
right.
You don't see a lot. Yeah. Recent, which we do, but
I did.
But
anyways, honestly, I think that a lot of things that we do or think we need to do during investigations are due to the Hollywood and TV shows. Everything is scarier when the lights are off. And let's face it, a lot of times people are looking forward to that adrenaline rush while investigating. Easier accomplished when you are already a bit nervous being in a haunted location in the dark. And, you know, he said, think about walking through Mansfield Reformatory during the day, maybe a bit creepy, but you know, as soon as 10 p.m. and the lights are hit, everything gets crazy. He says, I enjoy investigating during the day as well. If you think we classify hunting, as intelligent and residual, why wouldn't there be activity during the day, especially if you have a residual haunt?
Mm-hmm.
So much to talk about this subject.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
Well, residual hauntings, usually you do see during the day. It's usually, mm-hmm. you know, a spirit walking in the same spot all the time.
Yeah, like the one thing he mentioned is, you know, that adrenaline rush. Of mm-hmm. course, you know, like if you're going to a ghost hunt, that's the whole lore. I mean, that's why you go to haunted houses, too. You want to be scared. You want that rush.
Yeah.
You know, which is great because we felt it. In haunted locations,
oh, yeah.
Not in haunted houses. I mean, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
theme ones.
Yeah.
We're talking about real locations.
Yeah, I don't ever go to haunted houses. Yeah. You know,
haunted
like
attractions.
The way they jump out at you and all that. I don't do those. I don't like them. So Harold from Toledo Ohio Ghost Hunter Society just basically says it's common sense. It's less contamination for one, less people outside. The lack of sound,
mm-hmm.
you know, less people, less sound. Just, it helps boost your sensitivity for your recording devices.
Yeah.
So basically, we record in the dark because it heightens your awareness and gives you less contamination.
Yeah, and then we had another response from Al Luna.
Yeah, he's with Paranormal Spirits Encounter Investigations.
But he had an interesting take on it. So Al said that he feels that the environment gives you the best opportunities to get the entities to come out and communicate. They gather energy from the moon and stars, which give them the needed energy to do the things that they ask of them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I didn't think about that. Like, you know, the moon has pull.
Yeah.
The stars, you know, you're getting solar flares from the you know, different. So that's like energy coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could get that during the day, but you don't have the moon.
The moonlight.
Yeah, interesting. And yeah, that just kind of made me ponder for a minute.
So yeah, it's his take is awesome because it is to where it's almost like you're lowering the veil.
Yeah. So, you know, like my thought too is obviously you're better able to adjust your eyes to see shadows and light play. Whereas during the day, you're getting light in everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they say that the shadow figures can be seen better in the dark.
Yeah.
They're darker than dark. But one of the big reasons is it's not so much investigating in the dark, is it's turning off all the power, turning off, you know, it's less contamination.
And, you know, think about it too. Like, okay, so you have the power off. You don't have as many people using electronics. So, you know, it's less waves, radio waves coming through the air.
Exactly. So
you don't think about those invisible, you know, things, radio waves, microwaves, gamma rays.
So
stingrays.
Thank you, Samantha.
Samantha.
That's a great name to think. I know that voice. I know that voice. But anyhow, thanks for calling in. And thank Harold from Toledo Howl Ghost Hunter Society.
And
Al Luna.
From PESI. I got it right this time. And then Jason Arthur from Lake Erie Paranormal.
Paranormal. Yeah, check out those guys on Facebook. They're awesome. So our next call.
Yeah.
Let's get into this. I'm just going to play it.
What can you speak to the notion that many of the extraterrestrial beings that we have documented in various cases may in fact be interdimensional beings? They're not necessarily from a place and time as we can quantify it, but are in fact living on a different vibrational frequency. Thanks.
How about that for a question?
That's a total opposite from the last one, but very thought-provoking because...
I heard that and I was like, whoa, he's right on my
wavelength. He's on your, totally on your interdimensional plane.
But he didn't leave his name. I don't know who it was.
But that's all right. Well, he'll hear his voice. So, Joe, what do you think about that?
That is very interesting. And one of the big things about UFOs is they've, in videos and people have seen that they phase in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually just like, they're not flying from space, which some do, you know, obviously we say this all the time, but some do, but they just appear. Like they just phase in, you see them and then they just boop out of again.
A portal, like a vortex or a portal that they come in and out of.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's certain spots in Earth's atmospheres that they can come in, or do you think they could come in any location or any spot?
I think they come in any location, but I think there's like, how can I say it?
Charging stations?
Well, no, it's not so much that, but I think there's areas like ley line areas where they come in a lot. Because the 64th parallel, I believe, oh my God, I should have looked it up, but the 64th parallel has a lot of things, a lot of occurrences on where that crosses. So there may be ways that they can come in certain magnetic areas, if that makes sense.
It does. But you know what I was thinking too? And so we have pyramids all over the world, right?
And a lot of them lie on that parallel. I think I should have looked it up, but I think it is either the 34th or the 64th parallel.
Okay. So they all kind of have a similar look to them, right? I mean, all pyramids are going to be shaped the same, but some of them, these temples or pyramids, have very similar looking structures, right?
Yeah.
They think there may be a pyramid in Antarctica. They may have found it.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably been covered over centuries or whatever. Who's to say that those aren't not charging stations?
Oh.
Like, say we're just like a like a Tesla refueling station.
Yeah.
And they're coming in at certain points and maybe hovering over these.
Exactly.
To, you know, take the magnetic energy or, you know, whatever energy is in the middle of the Earth out of these.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a very good point because a lot of UFOs are seen over those.
Mm-hmm.
And it could almost be like the pyramids are the running lights for running lights at the airport.
Yeah.
And there's beacon lights. A lot of people don't realize that there's radio, which we have GPS now, but back when they were fly by radio only, if you drive around the country and you see in a field, you'll see a round building with a cone sticking out of the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are what the airplanes used to use to tell where they were at. Those actually sent out a signal.
Okay.
Okay. And you think about the pyramids are the same thing.
What if something's in the base of the structure of the pyramids that is sending out some kind of ping or ultrasonic frequency or vibration, like this guy said?
They have actually picked up vibrations coming out of the pyramids already, so we know that it happens.
Oh, freaky deaky.
Back to his question about them just appearing out of nowhere, I believe that it's a very possible thing, because you'll have encounters with aliens and they will just phase out of nowhere and everything's on vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that the parallel universes are just universes on a different vibration level that we can't see.
And don't you think, like, a lot of times, like, you and I walk into a location, like a haunted location, you know, claimed haunted location, or any location, and you get that certain sense, like your body picks up like the energy and you're like, wow, weird.
Yeah.
Who's to say that isn't, you know, some other life form that's standing there? You can't see them,
but you feel their vibrations. Feel them. And that goes along with the next question we have too. So that's a great point.
Okay. Hold that thought.
Yeah. Hold that thought. But with them phasing in and out, I think it's a very possible thing. And it goes along with Bigfoots also, because there's been so many occurrences where Bigfoot, people will see Bigfoot walking and then they'll just out into nothingness. They'll just disappear. And that's also why if you look at Bigfoot footprints, they'll go along and then they'll just stop. And it's like, okay, they just stopped.
And don't they say a lot of times when people do see a Bigfoot or some type of, you know, cryptid like that, that there's also UFO activity reported?
Very often. So Bigfoots and UFOs come and go. And one of my theories about that, now this is going to be the rabbit hole of all rabbit holes, folks, is the Bigfoots are criminals. And our planet is where the UFOs bring the Bigfoots to be punished and put them on our planet as a penal colony. Because we all know that some Bigfoots are jerks, okay? They throw rocks at you.
Mm-hmm.
They stomp. They make noise. They hit the trees. That's a huge rabbit hole.
They steal your beer.
Bigfoot did steal my beer. We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
But
stay tuned.
Okay, so we were talking to Fred Lang at the MUFON show, and here's what he said. Now, this is not it's kind of like what we were talking about, but it kind of tells his opinion of what the grays are. So let me play this for you.
Okay.
So the grays that you see, they have no genitals, they have no anal opening, they have basically no mouth. So there's no way to evacuate waste. There's no way to get another little alien pregnant. So what exactly are these? Well, there's some of us that believe that they're just simply probes. Okay. They're just running programs, you know, and they're not evil and they're not good. They're not anything. They're just running a program. And so when you capture one, they don't care. They don't care if you get their ship, because they figured it's tough to reverse engineer it, and the things that you capture can't tell you anything because they're simply running what they're programmed to run.
So that's, you know, Fred Lang, he believes that the grays that we see are probes that are sent down. And I know that kind of doesn't have to do with them phasing in and out, but that was just his opinion of them. And I thought that was very interesting. That's why I wanted to put it in the show today. But it's extremely possible that they act on a separate wavelength, and they do phase in and out where we don't see them.
Well, wouldn't they have to be on a different vibration to come into our atmosphere so they wouldn't burn up?
True. Yeah.
You know, like,
and have the enough power or enough energy to travel so far. And like, people don't realize how far.
Yeah.
The planet. You know, we're talking Alpha Centauri is what? Here goes my thoughts. It's 400 light years? I don't know. But I know that, okay, you look up at the sky, and this comes back to the pyramids too, is Orion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Orion's belt, you can overlay Orion's belt onto the pyramids and they match up at the exact same.
Yeah.
Same with the Aztecs.
Mm-hmm.
Same with, and they found pyramids way off in the distance. Then they couldn't figure out why they were there. When they put a picture of Orion over it, they all lined up. So What was I going to say about that? I
just went blank. Just saying about how far you have to travel.
Okay. So if you look at Orion and you look up and you see the upper shoulder star, the bright orange star, that's Betelgeuse. Uh-huh. The light coming off that came off there 400 years ago. It's 400 light years away from us.
Wow.
So the distances that they have to travel, you know, it takes 8 minutes for our light from our sun to get to the Earth. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize how far away that really is. You know, a light year is just so far, and it takes that much energy for people to get here. So being able to phase in and out is a great way to travel because the energy is on a different wavelength. And
maybe the energy is so advanced we wouldn't even, like, our little brains wouldn't even be able to comprehend that type of, you know, molecular structure or compound or whatever it would be. Dad was saying something. He was watching a show the other day, and it was talking about the Hubble telescope.
Yep.
And he said that there's billions, and with a B, of solar systems.
Yeah.
So if there's billions of different solar systems so far away, I mean, like, you can't even comprehend what could even be out there.
Yeah. And I firmly believe that there's alien life all over the universe. I mean, why wouldn't there be?
Yeah.
It's here. And I did a video.
We're here.
Yeah. You know,
we're probably aliens to them. They're probably sitting there doing a podcast about there's these strange people.
Yeah. We keep getting radio signals from these people that don't make sense.
Yeah, they talk about, like, frozen iguanas. We don't even know what that is. Is that a popsicle or something? You know, like, is that a fruity drink with an umbrella?
Yeah. So
a frozen iguana.
Yeah, I firmly believe. And we've said it before where aliens or ghosts or whatever are on a different wavelength, and they could be standing right next to us and we don't see them. I mean, that's what we think EVPs are.
Right.
I mean, EVPs, and it's weird because you don't hear, okay, you ask, like, a question on EVP, and let's say you ask what the day is today, and you don't hear them say, well, today is Saturday, and it's lovely out. They always say bits and pieces of sentences, and I believe that the reason we do that, and this goes back to the time slip thing and all that, is they're not hearing us fully. They're only hearing bits and pieces of us because the wavelengths are different, and they only pick up certain things. And same with getting stuff back from them is we're only hearing bits and pieces because the wavelengths are different, and we're only hearing certain, like, maybe peaks and valleys of that wavelength. Yeah. Who knows?
Don't know.
You know? So I firmly believe that aliens and even Bigfoots can phase in and out of existence through different wavelengths of existence and maybe different parallel universes.
Very cool.
So,
Great question.
We did mention how, thanks for the question. That was awesome. That's one of the questions that I could talk for 3 hours. And how we were saying about feeling the spirits goes into our next call. So let me play this real quick.
Okay.
Hi. I have a question. So whenever you go into a situation where there's a paranormal sense, how do you feel that? Is it a bodily experience? Can anyone feel this? Or is there something like a special gift that you have that helps you feel this different paranormal activity?
So like we said, that goes right back to it where you get that feeling, you know, and unless you're out investigating a lot, sometimes you don't feel that, and people are like, this is boring. Why are we doing it? Well, until you do get that feeling, then you're like, let's do this again.
Well, it's like anything. It's like training for a marathon
or,
you know, learning a new subject. You have to put the time in to get that feel, be able to understand, recognize, and feel that feeling. You know, not everybody can feel it.
No.
Because we are not opening up our other senses to be open to, okay, you go into some place and you feel energy. Now, people stand out in lightning storms, don't feel a thing.
Yeah.
Others are out there and their hair standing up,
exactly.
You know, 4 feet in the air. It's the same type of thing.
Ground yourself, get ready for a shock.
Exactly, yeah. Lug out.
But I've been in several situations where you get that electric feeling in your, and I mean strong electric feeling to where your hair stands up and you know it's not an electrical storm or nothing, but you're getting that tingling feeling all over yourself and you're like, oh crap, what's going on?
Well, Joe and I have been in places that have no electricity, no running water, and have experienced that. So, you know, that's just a good indication that, you know, something with energy is around you. Mm-hmm. And typically it's a spirit or a loved one or, you know, somebody from the other side.
And that we, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, with the other question is, it could be a vibration that you're sensing. You could be sensing mm-hmm. their vibrations. And I mean, we talk to a lot of psychics and they say that everybody has the ability. It's just that you got to open yourself up to it.
Right. And as humans have developed, we've lost some of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, instinctive type mm-hmm. traits, you know, that maybe an animal, a fear or flight
exactly.
type, what do you call it?
Sensations.
Sensations.
Yeah.
Thank you. because we are so desensitized and exactly. we don't have to have, you know, we're not going out your front door right here and getting attacked by a wolf or a bear.
Yeah. Just squirrels.
Just squirrels. Up your leg. You know, because we have, as humans, evolved this certain safety
mm-hmm.
feeling, we're losing that natural ability to sense danger.
Yeah. And that goes with our eyesight and everything, because
mm-hmm. it's not as keen or sharp, yeah, right?
Back when we were hunter-gatherer type people, you had to be able to see that gazelle running across a field mm-hmm. or that. And now
the electronics dull our senses.
Yeah. Yeah. And
hello, Facebook, 4 hours later.
Exactly.
YouTube. Oh, 25 videos later.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I didn't clean the house because I was watching YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Yeah, there is a sense that you can feel when the spirits are around you. And that all comes into your sense of doing your ghost investigations. Mm-hmm.
And the more you do, the more you sense it.
Exactly.
Like when that lady appeared in my bedroom, the full body apparition, I felt her before I saw her.
Yeah.
It felt like I was in the middle of an electrical storm and it was freaky. I mean, it woke me up out of a dream state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like that, shot out of the dark. Wake, what's this feeling? Tingles all over my body. I was like, oh my gosh, am I sleeping too close to the electrical box?
Does your electrical blanket have a short in it?
Yeah, really. But yeah, but it's definitely an adrenaline rush, like, you know, Jason had said in the talk about going back to why we do it in the dark. It heightens your senses.
It does.
And it's I think that's, you know, one of the reasons many of us love the paranormal, mm-hmm. because you get a sense and a feeling you don't get in normal everyday life.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah.
And it's like riding a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
You're scared going up that big hill. You're going up. And then once you go down, it's like, yes, we did.
And you get the same feeling.
The rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a time where I stayed at a friend's apartment and I was sleeping on the couch and I could not sleep all night because I had that electric feeling all night long.
Oh.
And her cat was staring at me the whole time. Like, what is this human doing in my house? And it's weird because, like, a week later, I believe it was, the cat passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so bizarre. But I couldn't sleep all night because I kept getting that electric feeling.
And you know when somebody's staring at you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You mm-hmm. have that feeling. Sometimes there's somebody there and sometimes there's yeah. not. But you know, like, if you're sitting, say, in a classroom
mm-hmm.
and you have your head down, you're working, you know when somebody's watching. That is our natural instinct.
Yeah. And you get that feeling. Okay, so another good example of it is when you walk in a room and it's a party or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you feel that heaviness in the air where a couple just fought.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you sense that is the energy in the air, and it's the same thing. You just have to, and that is the universe telling you something,
mm-hmm.
whether it's good or bad or whatever. So in a way, you do sense when the spirits are around you.
Yeah, you think about it. Okay, we're all born. All creatures are birthed, born, hatched, whatever they are. We have to bring that energy or that spirit or that soul or that whatever you want to call mm-hmm. it from somewhere. It just doesn't naturally pop into your body. Okay, boom, you have inner monologue.
Yeah.
You have, you know, electricity running through your body.
Mm-hmm.
It has to come from somewhere.
Which you just brought up two good points that I was thinking is, now this will be future shows that we got to work on. We always say that, but when does consciousness start?
Yeah.
Does it start in the womb? Does that? And that kind of went back to our show a couple weeks ago about kids remembering their past lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when does consciousness start? Another thing is we are energy beings. Literally, we have electricity going through us. That's how our nerve system works. It's all electronics. So when another entity enters our space and our body picks up on that electrical charge from them, mm-hmm. that's how you sense that they're there. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
So maybe that is, you know, I mean, the more I know we said it a couple of times, but the more you do it, the more you get in tune to it. Mm-hmm. So we all have the ability to sense some psychic powers. You just have to open yourself up to that.
Yeah.
To where when you go in these investigations, you know when something is around you.
And that's, you know, part of the reason people meditate is to clear out all of that junk.
Yeah.
Thoughts, stress, to open yourself up to that vibration, to bring those positive, mm-hmm. you know, vibes, I guess you would call it, in.
And that's how Reiki works. Mm-hmm. I know we had a talk with the metaphysician mm-hmm. a few shows ago, which if you get a chance, listen to that. Listen to all our shows. But anyhow, she actually said that you can do that yourself, where you put your hands together and you build up your energy charge in mm-hmm. your hands. And that's what Reiki is they're taking their energy into the other person's energy and flowing it out the body. So it works.
I would love to take a class on that.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's go. She's in Flint. We could take one of her classes.
Yeah.
So I forget her name. I think it's
Angela.
So if you
teach a Reiki class and you're listening, let us know. We want to take one around this area. So yeah, let us know. Because it's so interesting.
Are we saying what we think? I mean, are we right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, are we on the right path by saying that?
Yeah.
And that's a good thing for the Reiki healers to let us know.
Let us know. We want to know. We're in the know. We need to know business.
We're in the know.
Yes.
And if you're in Twinsburg, Ohio.
Oh, yes.
Let's mention our next.
Okay. So on February 17th, Joe and I are going to Twinsburg, Ohio, the Twinsburg Paranormal Conference. We don't have a booth there, but we're going. We're just going to, you know, walk around, socialize, mm-hmm. network, all that kind of thing. Now, the last show I got it wrong. I said it was around Columbus. It's actually around Cleveland.
Yeah.
you know, one of those cities in Ohio.
Yeah. If you do like I do and drive way out of the way to get to, so if you're
always
driving down to Columbus to get to Cleveland, let us know.
Yeah. Just Google it, people. Yeah. And definitely we're going to have time to stop and talk to people.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll find some like Reiki master who will talk about vibrations, universe, energy, all this fun stuff.
That's what's going to be so cool about going to that event is we're not going to have a booth, which we love. I love having booths at events, but this is kind of cool because we'll be able to listen to the speakers. We'll be able to mingle. We'll be able to walk around. And we're going to have a recording equipment with us. So if you want to record a session with us to, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, tell us your story.
Yeah.
We're going to make a show about our visit to the thing. And if it turns out to be a crap show, we're not going to play it. But, you know, no, but.
Funny.
But yeah, we're going to have a recording equipment with us. So if you want to stop us and talk, let us know.
Yeah, definitely.
Come out and hang out with us at Twinsburg, Ohio.
Hang out. Come, we'll have our t-shirts in the car. You can come get it. I speak EVP or Seriously Squatchy.
Yeah.
Or a 222
or stickers.
222 Paranormal shirt, which are very cool.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
So
what else is going on?
That's about it. That's our next event. We're also going to have much more events. I'm going to put them up on our website. So go up on our website to see where we're going to be. I know we're going to do the St. Joseph's Fair and a bunch of other ones.
Yeah. At the Toledo Yacht Club, the Midwest Parafest.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. There's a lot of big names there. So Joe and I have a booth there too. So, you know, if you like to travel, it'll probably be good weather by then.
Oh yeah.
April. Definitely come out. It's a great location. If you need some, you know, advice on like where to stay or,
if you're traveling
from out of town, we can always
They've got a host hotel that's right off the expressway, mm-hmm. real close.
Yeah.
Only like 2 miles from where the event's going to happen. So, and that is a cool place. It's the Yacht Club.
Yeah.
And I always,
lots of history there.
Oh, man. And when I went in there, I thought, this would be a great house. It's big.
It's ginormous.
It's got the ballroom.
And it's beautiful right on the water.
Yeah.
Lake Erie.
No, it's on the river.
Oh, it's on a river that leads out to Lake
Erie.
The
mommy,
yeah. What do I know? Just a blonde.
Yeah. So anyhow, thanks for listening, folks. And we always say, please share our Facebook page. Share our show with all your friends. And we will talk to you later.
All right. Stay ghosty.
Stay ghosty. And this is,
keep those questions coming.
And we'd like to thank the first person that called in, which I believe you're listening to right now on base. So, anyhow, thanks a lot, folks, and we'll talk to you later.